And welcome into another edition of Jags of the Round Table. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. The Jags and the Eagles coming up at 1 o'clock on Sunday in Philly. Well, the Jags offense scored 5 touchdowns this preseason. That's all. They're going to have to score a little bit more starting this week.
Yeah, I think that's the big question. They averaged 15.4 points per game last year, which was the lowest in the league. How much more can they score?
Well, and they have to against this Eagles team. I think it's unrealistic to think you're going to shut this team out on defense. And it's not saying it can't happen, but it's got to be a lot better than it was in the preseason. That does happen in the NFL. Teams come out and are better in the regular season. It's got to happen for the Jags Sunday on offense.
Wasn't the case last year. Took them to their 19th drive to score a touchdown in 2013. With the weapons they've added, with Toby Gerhart, with the young receivers, with Mercedes healthy, it won't take them that far.
For the Eagles offense, certainly one of the best in the league last year, it starts with LeSean McCoy. He led the league in rushing last year, had another over 500 yards receiving too. You have to stop, or I don't know if you can stop him. You got to slow down McCoy, right?
Well, it's a huge test, especially for a defense that has some new guys on the defensive line. It's a mental test against the Eagles and LeSean McCoy because you can do everything right on a play. You can do everything right on 5 plays, and then he can break one. So it's all day having to be on top of things.
Yeah, and the tempo, and we're going to talk about that. It's the tempo that really creates the fatigue, because in the fourth quarter, when that is starting to set in, now you've got to be mentally sharp. We saw what happened when Red Bryant had the miscue with John Cyprian. Reggie Bush goes 86 yards. This guy is so much more than Reggie Bush, and he's such a patient runner. He will find a way to leapfrog someone and go back against the grain. Stopping him, here's the key, as far as I'm concerned. Don't look at it in terms of number of yards. Look at it in terms of yards per carry. And that's a tough one because he averaged 5.1 last year leading the league and 4.8 for his career. I mean, if you can hold him around 4 yards per carry, as Gus said earlier this week, that's winning.
He'll break 1 or 2. You can't let him do it all day.
Right. I talked to Fred Taylor for radio pregame this morning. He said, he reminds me of me.
Yep.
And that's pretty
very
scary.
Similar.
Speaking of tempo, the Eagles had the fastest time between plays last year in the NFL, and they like to just keep on moving down the field. But it all starts on first down. If they have a big first down game, they can get it rolling.
Well, and I asked Chip Kelly this on the conference call earlier this week, and he said, I don't even focus on that. I pay no attention to that.
Sure, he does.
The whole thing is just about scoring points. And when you go look at it, I mean, they have some drives where they get the ball off, you know, 20, 22, 23 seconds. And then they have somewhere it's 34, 36, 40 seconds. So it's start, stop, fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow. And that's really where it kills you because you don't know what you're getting from them.
It's the where mentally where it really gets to you. It's constant. You've got to be up all the time. And you have to have your adrenaline and your concentration on defense all day. They count on you slipping up a few times, sort of like the press defense in basketball. They count on that wearing you down eventually.
When I asked Jed Fish about it, about tempo, and what does he think about tempo, and they want to go fast too.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be real interesting.
But not the entire game. They're not going to try to match it. They'll have surges where they go that fast, but they don't try to do it at the absolute breakneck pace.
But I guess what I'm saying is that's the trend of the National Football League now, is to go fast, fast, fast. The Patriots are another team that likes to keep it moving. So it won't just be this week that we're talking about it.
Let's talk about the youth for this Jaguars team. A lot of young guys, certainly on the offensive line there. They haven't played together a lot. A few guys have been a year or two in the league. 3 rookie wide receivers. They have to play older than they are this week.
Well, I think that's what makes this such a tough matchup. You're going against an offense and a scheme that feels, in Philadelphia, that feels like it's close to its potential. I don't think with 3 rookie wide receivers, with youth on the offensive line, that it's fair to think the Jaguars are going to be at potential. You got to grow up fast. I'm not sure it's realistic that's going to happen in the regular season opener.
Turnovers are going to be key because the Jags are not going to be able to, at least it doesn't appear with all that youth, be able to score as efficiently as the Eagles. So the defense is going to have to make things happen while this offensive line gets itself settled. I'm not as worried about the young receivers. Chad Henne didn't seem to be earlier this week either. But for a first-time starter at center and a guy who started 1 game at left tackle in his career and a guy that started no games at right guard, it's going to take some time, which means we get to rely on some other aspects of the franchise.
Right, the line could be okay. We haven't really seen that yet.
Yeah, not yet.
That's right. You mentioned one of the keys, turnovers, but some other keys for the Jaguars to have a chance to win this game.
I just think poise on both sides of the ball, because there's going to be a phase of this game, you would think, where the Eagles feel like they're hitting it. I mean, this is a team that can get things going. They're experienced. They were good. So there's going to be a time where you feel like it's getting away from the Jaguars a little bit. Either they're ahead and the Eagles are coming back, or they have a touchdown lead. How do they handle that on both sides of the ball? That is why Chad Henne's in the game, to provide that experience. We'll see how it works.
Third down conversions. Last year, the Jaguars were dead last in the league at 31%, and they weren't very good defensively. They were 27th at 42%. They have got to possess the ball. You mentioned it earlier. On first down, you've got to get enough yardage to set up shorter situations that are more manageable and open the playbook up for Jed Fish and for the offense. Time of possession will be huge in this ball game. If the Jaguars only have the ball, you know, a very, very short amount of time, 27 minutes is what it was last year, well, that means that Chip Kelly is scoring fast.
Need some breaks. Need a couple of turnovers.
That's all they have to do this week. That is quite a lot.
It's a tough matchup.
It is.
It's a tough matchup for first game.
Week one, hostile environment, Jaguars-Eagles coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. We'll see you next week before the Jaguars face the Washington Redskins.